This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Fire Hydrant, where they want to help you master the mayhem. What does that mean? Well, they're an incident management platform founded by SREs who couldn't find the tools they needed, so they built one. Sounds easy enough. No one's ever tried that before, except they're good at it. Their platform allows teams to create consistency for the entire incident response lifecycle so that your team can focus on fighting fires faster, from alert handoff to retrospectives and everything in between. Things like, you know, tracking, communicating, reporting, all the stuff no one cares about. Fire Hydrant will automate processes for you so you can focus on resolution. Visit firehydrant.io to get your team started today and tell them I sent you because I love watching people wince in pain. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and over on the other podcast, Screaming in the Cloud, I had a special guest this week, DHH, famously the creator of such things as Basecamp, Hey, Ruby on Rails, and an awful lot of negative press coverage aimed at Apple. If you enjoy me smacking a trillion-dollar company, you might enjoy him doing it far more. Check it out over at Screaming in the Cloud. And now, let's dive into what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Amazon EC2 auto-scaling adds support for local time zones for scheduled scaling. This is a great idea right until the very moment where you hire engineers in two distinct time zones, but don't worry, no company would do that. Amazon QLDB increases verification APIs throughput by an order of magnitude. If this wasn't due to engineering improvements, but rather just clever sleight of hand, the acronym still works as the Quantum Ledger Domain Database. I'm not apologizing for that one. AWS announces developer preview release of opinionated deployment tool for .NET CLI. Thank you. More opinionated tools, please. There are 500 different ways to do this. It is great for the folks who need that level of configurability, but for those who don't, just pick a path and don't bug me about it. I don't want to learn 15 services just to get a website up. AWS Cost Anomaly Detection now supports AWS CloudFormation, as in you can configure it in CloudFormation, not it will tell you if your CloudFormation template is about to blow the budget, because you definitely want that one to exist. AWS Launch Wizard now supports no rollback on failure. As a result, the current state of your environment is firmly wedged. Amazon S3 Glacier price reduction. This is a meaningful reduction because it affects the puts and lifecycle functions. If they wanted to have a flashy reduction that didn't change anything, they would have instead lowered the price on retrieving data from Glacier. While that price is already low and reasonable, it's also irrelevant because nobody has ever retrieved anything from Glacier. It's where your data goes to die. Amazon S3's 15th birthday. It is still day one after 5,475 days and 100 trillion objects. Just something to consider here. The lowest cost to create an object in S3 is half a penny per thousand requests. That's $500 million just to create those objects, assuming none of them were created under the auspices of a private pricing agreement. That's simply staggering. AWS Fault Injection Simulator. Use controlled experiments to boost resilience. Now, when the AWS status page, which you can visit at stop.lying.cloud, shows increased error rates, in addition to being annoyed that things are broken, you can also worry about being charged an extra 10 cents per minute for the outage. This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an Elk stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it, or even thinking about it, when there's Chaos Search? Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an Elk stack the old-fashioned way.
It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your Elk stack falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io.
IAM Access Analyzer Update, Policy Validation. Your IAM policy is bad and you should feel bad, or at least fix it, finally comes to the AWS console, which you should never ever be using. Wait a minute, what? You know, I'm getting very tired here of waiting out the eventually part of the messaging's eventual consistency. Introducing Lambda S3 Object Lambda. Use your code to process data as it is being retrieved from S3. That's right. It dynamically responds to GET requests through the standard function and modifies the data, massages it. It's full Lambda. So that means that S3 can now host both static websites and dynamic ones. So please go ahead and implement WordPress via Lambda now. New, using Amazon ECS Exec to access your containers on AWS Fargate and Amazon EC2. So Systems Manager Session Manager, which is a wonderful service, terrible name, and strange job title all at once, is being leveraged again to allow you to run arbitrary commands inside of running containers. It's kind of a big deal. And lastly, AWS Community Builders. The AWS Community Builder Program, of which I am a member, is launching for new nominees. So come help me badger AWS employees from a slightly different angle. Google for AWS Community Builder, and you'll see the application form waiting for you. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.